Hi there. The word for you today is exercise discretion. In Proverbs 2 verse 11 we read, "Discretion will preserve you." Let's be honest, we've all said the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong people and ended up regretting it. A pastor was being honored at a retirement dinner, and a local politician had been asked to make a speech. The politician was running late, however, so the pastor decided to fill in and say a few words. This is what he said. "When I came here 25 years ago, I thought this was a terrible church. The first man I talked to said he'd stolen, lied, embezzled, had an affair and done drugs. I was appalled. Then I realized everybody isn't like that. This church is filled with good people." Just at that moment, the politician arrived, and he stood up to speak. He said, "I'll never forget the day the pastor arrived, and I had the privilege of being the first church member to talk to him." Hello, loose lips sink ships. That's why the Bible says discretion will preserve you. Being discreet means having the ability to keep sensitive information private, including things you may have heard years ago. The writer of Proverbs said, Proverbs 11 verse 13, "He who is trustworthy conceals a matter." And in the New Testament, Paul cautions the believers about discussing, quote, "things not proper to mention." Divulging what you know about other people's problems and failures may make you feel momentarily good, but afterwards, it always has a predictably negative effect on the relationship. Plus, you get a reputation as a person who can't be trusted. Don't do that. A wise man put it this way, "If your lips would keep from slips, five things observe with care: of whom you speak, to whom you speak, and how, and when, and where." And you know what? That's advice you would do well to pay attention to today.